bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It is hump day. It's Wednesday, the 17th of September in the year of our Lord, 2025. I know that made somebody mad. So it's Wednesday. So a lot's been happening in the city of Milwaukee. There are a lot of things that have been going on in the city of Milwaukee, and I, for one, don't really understand what exactly is going on. Like, I don't understand. There was just breaking news a short time ago, and let me see if I can find it. I know where to find it. There's breaking news that there's a lot of breaking news. First, the two 12-year-old students were arrested after report of a school shooting threat in Racine. And there is a death investigation that is going on right now. Milwaukee police are investigating after life-saving measures failed to revive an infant 9 days old at a Westside home. The cause of death remains under investigation. That doesn't mean anything. It could have been a SIDS death. It could have been a multitude of things. Unfortunately, they will have to do an autopsy to determine exactly what happened. So my question to you today, I have a very simple question. It's very straightforward, very clear, very controversial, but I'll tie it all together. Can predetermination or predestination and free will coexist? That's what I want to know. Rather than wait till the end and give you this nice word and give you this, I have a question. And there's a reason after the break. I have a very, very, word I'm looking for, bothersome story to talk about. But my question remains, can predestination or predetermination, like the world is made up and whatever's going to happen was going to happen and there's nothing you can really do about it and it is what it is, versus free will. You get to do what you want. You get to live how you want to live. And that's that. Can they coexist? A lot of people say yes, especially in a religious framework. But I'm not necessarily in a religious framework. A lot of people view it as complementary truths rather than mutually exclusive or just standing on their own. Theological perspectives hold that God's sovereign plan encompasses all of human freedom, meaning that God knows and ordains outcomes without forcing you to make a choice against your will. For example, God might be seen as existing outside of time, knowing all choices, or as working through human choices to achieve divine purposes. Or can you get both of those at the same time? Because we keep talking about choices that are made in our community. We keep talking about all the things that are happening in our city, but yet no one seems to come up with a responsible, clear solution. We just keep fighting about stuff. We fight the school board for good education, but nobody comes up with a solution for actually this is what we need to do in order to get good education. Just one thing. Everybody has their own idea. Everybody has their own problems. Everybody has their own. And so they think their solution to their problem should work for everybody, and it doesn't. And so are the decisions that you're making in your life that are causing you not to be able to function, keep you struggling, keep you unhappy, keep you broke, is it free will? Or are you just destined to be broke and unhappy and sad and mad and shooting people and dying all the time? 9-day-old baby dead. And we're going to get to the 13-year-old that got arrested. I'm sorry. Yeah, 13-year-olds can be arrested, taken into custody for the shooting of an 11-year-old. And that 13-year-old's life is effectively over. Remember, when black people do it, you're evil. When white people do it, it's mental illness. Look at the girls out in Waukesha. Mental health. Oh, it's got to be mental health. It's got to be mental health. Really? When you try to stab somebody and you stab them 20 times, it's mental health. When we do it, they're just evil. But then take it a step further. Was life's plan for you to always be killed, to always be murdered, to always die at 9 days, to stab someone on a train, to stab someone 20-something times, to drive a car at 19 years old and run from the police and end up killing 3 innocent people? Was that predetermined? Are you predestined for that to happen on this day at this time? Or was it free will? Did you decide to go out one night and unfortunately you got hit by a car being chased by the police and you died? Did the 13-year-old get upset at something the 11-year-old did or didn't do or what? And ends up killing them? Or was it accidental? And if that's the case, was it preordained that an 11-year-old would only make it to 11? Or was it preordained that a 13-year-old would alter the rest of their lives in one action, one decision, one moment? We have to come up with a reason why all this is happening before we can fix it. Everybody has their own ideas of poverty and lack of education. And yes, a lack of education, poverty, homes without two parents are evident in the majority of the cases, probably a super majority of the cases, where crime is committed. So if you already know that, why aren't you starting with the families that are having children now? Why aren't we telling people, hey, wait to get married to have a baby? It's not cool to be a teenager and have a baby. It's not. I don't care. It's not. Is it cool to even be an adult and have a baby and you're not married? Those questions become personal choice. And I'm not going to say whether I agree with it or disagree with it. You're an adult. You have what? Free will. So then can we say it was preordained for a 13-year-old to have a baby? Or a 13-year-old to kill an 11-year-old? Where does this stop? Is the number. I'm confused today. I admit it. It's hump day. Got to get through the day. I get it, but I don't get it. I don't understand why all this stuff is happening all at the same time, all within a week or so. Like, we're averaging 4 or 5 people a day that are dying. And I just don't understand. Can predestination or predetermination and free will coexist? Fitzgerald, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dr. Ken. A dynamic question. You make it more confusing, but let me try to respond to the comment in terms of the coexistence. I don't know if both can coexist per se. What I'm trying to say is there's something that takes place, and then as a result of that action, the other takes place. So, for instance, if it's raining outside and lightning and thundering, right? That's a natural event. I can't control the rain, the thunder, the lightning, but I can make a choice whether I go out and walk in it or drive a car and go through it. I can, by taking that decision, by making that choice, I have to accept everything that comes with it if something tragic happens, because I place myself in that particular circumstance. But I couldn't control it, but I had to, you know, maybe go out into the rain and the lightning and the thundering. So can both coexist like they're in partnership? I don't know if they're in partnership with one another, but I believe that it's like adding something up. You need one to add to the other or subtract from the other. And as a result of that, you get a result from that taking place.
So let me see if I understand you. The rain was predestined. They told you it was going to rain. There's an 80% chance of rain, and it rains. Whether or not whether or not you die in a car crash because your car hydroplaned is not based on the rain. It's based on the fact that you decided by free will to go out in the rain for whatever reason. But let me give you this scenario. What if your job is, and I'm going to use what I already know, what if your job is as a police officer and it's raining and you have to go to work, you have to report for work, and as you're driving that day, you have a crash and kill somebody. Is that preordained or was it free will? Because the officer decided to go to work. The officer decided years ago to become a law enforcement officer for everything to dovetail into that one day during rain, during driving, hydroplanes, hit somebody and kills them.
Right. So the other part of that equation, great example, is that the person that was hit, what decision did they make? They just didn't pop up out the sky. So what decision did they make to be put in that position to be hit? Because had they made a choice where they didn't end up in that position at that particular time, they wouldn't have been hit. So it's about the other part of the equation. That's why the coexistence, I don't know. I would struggle with that because there's another side to the equation, if you will.
Okay. Well, thank you much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I'm just confused. I don't understand, and I need help. 833-212-1017. You can hit us on the talk and text line. You can give me a call like Fitzgerald. You can hit the YouTube chat. There is so much that is happening. I don't know. But here's the thing. I understand why people lose their faith. I think my mind, and I know people will agree, is just small enough to where I can't fathom God or any intelligent being, a human, being okay with an 11-year-old being shot. I can't grip it. I can't. And trust me when I tell you, I've seen some things in law enforcement that made me go home and cry. But at some point, you get hardened and you realize that there are bad people in the world. Is it decisions they made? Or was it just their time? Anika, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
So I think it is a cumulative effect. It's, you ever heard the saying, two things can be true at once?
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, predetermination is a thing, but I also think we can take ourselves off course or run ourselves through a mousetrap based on what we do day in, day out, and it can circumvent what may still ultimately be what it's going to be in the end.
And so even taking yourself, even using free will to go, if I understand you correctly, even using free will to do what you want to do, eventually you believe that it's going to end up the way it's supposed to end up.
Where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, and what it's going to be. You know, like my elders used to say back in the day, I grew up both with grandparents and great-grandparents that passed in their late 80s. And they would say, you know, two things, run on and see what the end will be like and keep living. Keep living meant the longer you live and the more you see, like you were speaking about earlier, how these things play out, it does blow your mind. But at the same time, whatever the end is going to be like, whether you believe it or not, if it's predetermined, it doesn't matter if you took 10 steps forward and 50 back, you end up where you end up. Do people make bad choices day to day? Yes. Do some people purposely try to make the best decisions? Yes. But do people still find themselves in unfair, you know, circumstances? Absolutely.
So using your logic and your explanation, if that person finds themselves in a quote unquote negative situation or happens to be killed, then they were going to be killed and the circumstances aren't really
may
that
not
important.
Have still prevented the outcome.
It would not have prevented the outcome.
I think that we know some of the things we do day to day will increase our likelihood of dying before it may be your time or dying in a violent manner. But then look at what just happened last night to those poor people on the leak. I literally live within a 15-block radius of that area, right by the Tulsa border. So right down the street on 35th of the leak, three people were struck by a driver, recklessly driving, fleeing, that hit and killed three people. Who's to say that whether they had the best possible choices throughout the course of their life leading up to 9:30 last night, that they would not have still been at that intersection, at that day, at that hour, at that minute, to be struck by this young man who then went to the hospital afterward with the occupants of his car that were trying to run from the police over some foolishness, and they did not die. So you know, it's like, again, it's kind of more of those things that people say to one another to try to console when they don't know what to say, like good things happen to bad people. But sometimes bad people seem to have an unremarkable streak of good luck or nine lives, because those gentlemen survived that crash. Those are three people that their families will never ever see them again.
And
their steps.
Go on.
I was going to say, could have been predetermined if they did all the right things, went to school, got an education, had a family, lived by a set of ethics or morals or codes, whatever you want to call it. They still lost their lives last night over some foolishness. And lightning struck twice at that same spot in the past month. It's a mess.
So what you're saying is, I hate to say it, but it sounds like what you're saying is that's just how life is.
Yes, because no matter what your best efforts may be to lead a good or righteous or clean life or treat people the way you want to be treated, ultimately, whatever the design is for your demise, my demise, my child's demise, my loved one's demise, I'm a firm believer in that from the moment we come into this world and we are given life, that he has already determined what is going to be in the end.
So in other words, bad things happen to good people.
And vice versa. Two things can be true at once, sadly, yes.
So let me go down, because I'm already past my break time. What about when you have the person who's the drug dealer, who has all the cars, all the money, all the houses, all the life, all the travel, and you struggle by doing things right every day, and you can't get a break, but that person seems to be living the life of luxury. I mean, everything, giving money to people, giving things away, helping people, feeding people in the neighborhood. But you know they're the drug dealer. You know that the money that they're making off the backs of people who have a habit. What about that?
But I feel like the difference between a person like that and myself is that when I work all day, 8 hours on this shift, assisting the people that I do day-to-day at my work and assisting staff to assist those that turn to us for support, when I go home at night and do my laundry, wash my dishes, feed my child, pay my bills, and lay my head down to rest, I can rest soundly knowing that I feel like I've led the best possible life I can. Meaning, I'm not out here recklessly driving. I'm not out here not raising a child that just graduated from high school and now is in college, because I want to unleash a good human onto the world that's fully formed. Versus if something comes to me and it's ill-gotten because I'm a drug dealer and I decide once a year I'm going to give turkeys to everybody on the block or buy toys for the kids, that still doesn't necessarily offset what I sell to those same residents on that block. So whatever I do to assuage my guilt or to feel like I'm balancing the scales of, well, I did so much dirt, this is my good karma back into the universe, if it's all predetermined, regardless, is going to be what it's going to be. I continue to come back to that emphatically because that is something that I truly do believe. That doesn't mean don't make an effort to be righteous and try to do the best that you can do with whatever your set of morals or ethics is. But at the same time, if you out here just wild and reckless, a lot of times people are quick to say when those people die, a young death or a violent death or a tragic death, oh, well, it was for the set of circumstances. But like I said, the flip side of that is when a person has tried to do it all right, struggled, and may have gone without, and they still suffer the same fate or a worse fate, it makes your head spin because you're like, God, why? Because I'm trying to apply these rules and principles that this is what you set forth as how we are supposed to live and how we're supposed to treat one another.
All right. Well, thank you much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I was hoping Dimitri stayed on because I had a very specific question for him that was tied to this. But the real reason why I went down this, like, road, here's why. I came across a story about black women. And at first it bothered me, but then as I read the story, it explained a lot about boys today. And as I work with 100 Black Men and work with Big Brothers Big Sisters, they got a great weekend program, Rising Leaders Academy. It's and so if you're interested in having your son have a part in group mentoring, I think it starts, I forget the age it starts. Don't get me wrong. Contact Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Milwaukee and they'll walk you through it, let you know. The Root has a story how the Girlfriend series has Black women discussing a dirty little secret, the Black Mama's Boy. And so basically what's coming out is that sons are coddled while daughters are taught to be tough. And so I thought about that and I said to myself, where did that come from? Well, there's a story on theroot.com that says in the Black community, there's a repeating saying that's pretty hard to miss. Sons get coddled by their moms. Daughters get coached to be smart and resourceful. Boys grow up swaddled in affection, while girls are pushed toward responsibility and resilience. That double standard doesn't just shape childhood. It spills into adulthood, fueling tension in dating, relationships, and family dynamics. And it's exactly why the Prime series, The Girlfriend, hits a raw nerve resembling the uneasy experience Black women know all too well. And so I started thinking about how I see mothers treat their sons, and it just drove me up a wall when I hear mothers talking to their sons who are literally 15, 16 years old, like babies. Now, I didn't experience this with the Rising Leaders Academy, so don't attach it to that. I'm just talking about over the years, maybe the past 15, 20 years. So now I'm running into men who expect me to treat them as if they've experienced everything I have, and they haven't. They should have enough, what's the word I'm looking for, moxie, because I can't use the word I'm thinking about, on the radio, that we have. That an adult man who's worked their life and gone to school and had multiple jobs and family and house and a car, like they expect to be treated in the same way. Or there has to be some kind of way they can get their way and they get treated a certain way because they're special. Or you grow up with a single parent, your mother, and so you're only given, well, you know, I feel bad for him because he doesn't have a father. But I know a lot of men that grew up without fathers and they're fine. Did they struggle? Sure. Well, they have trauma. So what? We all got trauma. That doesn't impress me. Life is hard. Without trauma, life is hard. So when you tack trauma onto it, it's like you're giving a young boy an out. You're having them think people will kowtow to them when in fact they won't. So my question is that the reason we've got all this drama in Milwaukee? Is that the reason why we got 13-year-olds shooting 11-year-olds? Is that the reason why we got babies crying? When I say babies, I mean under 10, under 12, right now it's under 30. Who feel like they need to tell everybody everything in their life. Every time they struggle, every time they need a job, every time they stumble, they want to tell everybody, as if everybody else is going to just jump in and help you. Suck it up. But then you can't tell anybody that. Oh, you're too mean. Oh, you're being too tough. But yet when it comes to a girl, it's suck it up, buttercup. So what is that? 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, I'm going to hit the talking text line and the YouTube chat because I know it probably blew up, which is why I didn't touch it. Because if I got phone calls already, I can only imagine what you said.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar, popping my collar, popping my collar. Ever since I can remember, I've been working these. Then they better put my money in my hand.
In my hand.
Ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar, popping my collar.
First of all, you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I don't see anybody dancing on a pole in front of you, so what you doing this for? I don't understand. Like, what was you doing this for? What were you doing this for? Oh, that's your pole? Woo! If y'all, I gotta get a reverse camera. So that we can see both ways at the same time. So we need to see both ways at the same time so they can see how ridiculous producers act. But while you're doing that, tune in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Black Business Give Back Spotlight this Friday at 3:57 between The Tory Lowe Show and me, Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Kyle Wallace will be joined by Sensory Irving, founder and executive director at... Okay, I lost my place. At Resources and Beyond. They will discuss Irving's efforts to create family stability for people in Milwaukee and why she opened up a community food pantry to provide the necessary resources to those in need in our community. Sensory Irving, founder, executive director at Resources and Beyond. That is this Friday, 3:57 p.m. Again, that's Black Business Give Back Spotlight on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So make sure you check it out. Make sure you hear. Make sure you hear. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me hit the YouTube chat. Hey, what's up, Quanda, Reginald, 40-year-old. I don't understand that. That's weird. I'm not touching that. Reginald said, in answer to Doc's question, both can and do exist. So what I don't understand about that is what I'm hearing from you is that a person can decide to do something, go live a good life, go to school, do all things right. This is when bad stuff happens to good people. And then they die in a car crash. Now, why would you have the ability to make those choices and have those decisions and use your free will for good and then have something bad happen to you and then say that it was destined? Reginald said, when God's design has for each one of us is set in stone, that doesn't crumble. Each individual does have choices. Sadly, many make the wrong choices. So if God has a plan for you, and it's preordained, predestined, predetermined, and you change it, wouldn't you think it would still happen the way God wanted it to happen because that was his will? And I think his will is bigger than, like, it's just, it's, anyway. Reginald said, let us make sound decisions. People are making sound decisions. They think they're making sound decisions for themselves. And Reginald, that's your idea of it. He said, everyone's destiny is to return to the Creator. Believers and unbelievers alike are bound for that eventual return to the One. That has nothing to do with what I'm saying. That has absolutely nothing to do with what I'm saying, because I'm talking about the life you live and the outcome of that life. You're telling me that when people get blown up or shot up or what, that that is what was supposed to happen to them? That's what I heard some people saying, that it was supposed to happen. I don't know. Kwanda said, amen to the caller. Can it be that simple? But then how do you explain when people do make the right decisions and they do go the right way and they do, and something bad happens? And what? And explain to me when the drug dealer does make all the wrong decisions, but yet looks, lives, and feels a life of luxury, untouchable for their entire life. Because I don't know if you know a person's heart. You might know what they do, but you really, at their essence, you really don't know. That's funny. That's ridiculous, but okay. Of course, every day somebody changes their name and then calls themselves something different and says that they listen, they take an intermission, and when I come back, I have the same arrogant demeanor. You are surely a narcissist. Okay, let me help you with something about human beings. In order for you to survive and make it and be successful in the world, you have to have an arrogant demeanor, and you have to be considered a narcissist. There's nothing wrong with a black man being confident. And if you have a problem with it, I think you should look in the mirror. But we tend to have a problem with black men that are confident. And they call them, you know, we got this passive aggressive nonsense going on. Arrogant behavior. What's arrogant about talking? What's arrogant about, like, really? And as if that's going to bother me? No, that doesn't bother me. You know why? I guess because I have an arrogant demeanor and I'm narcissistic. Have you ever known anybody to stand up in front of everybody where people can see all of your warts and all of your vulnerabilities and then still do it? Because I'm going to tell you, most people can't. They're keyboard warriors, and they hide behind keyboards and say what they want to say and think they're spouting off, when in fact they'll never say it to you face to face. And if they did, it's your free will, your right, your First Amendment right to do and say so. So why would I be bothered? Well, when you're not bothered, you're considered arrogant. And I guess narcissistic too. That's a pretty big word. Interesting. And see, most people don't think I will ever read something like that, but I do. I think it's important because in my mind, and this is how I operate, and, you know, to each his or her own, if there's one person that walks away and goes, I didn't know that, I'm good. When one person can walk by and go, let me think about that. Not necessarily to change their mind, but just to get them to do it. So, as usual, black people have issues with success. And black people have issues with black male success. What was that word I used in that article? Yeah, coddled. Okay. It's 101.7 The Truth, Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. You know, a lot of customers might have apprehensions about inviting somebody out to their house, but when you see the experience and professionalism, you can trust them with bringing your project to life. Their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with. Order by the end of the month and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Don't touch that dial.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. So this same person said, I believe you have the potential to have some type of good in you, but until then, I'm going to pray for you. Please don't. Please don't. Ken, have a prosperous day. Please don't. That's the most passive-aggressive thing I've heard all day. Please don't. Please don't. I sent back, that would be powerful if, one, you meant it, and two, if you lived up to your potential. If I lived up to your potential, I don't. And then I added, people seem to have trouble when other people look as if they're winning. And then I added, well, that's as passive-aggressive as I can get. So, like, really? Like, the world's going to end or the world's going to change because somebody thinks about what you think? It's not going to change when somebody thinks about what I think. When I'm gone, they'll move on to the next person or move on to the next thing, and that'll be that. Are you kidding? This is but a moment, a twinkle, and here you are stuck on, I have potential to have good. And what are you even talking about? You don't even know me. And if you do know me, I'm insulted, and I probably shouldn't know you. 833-212-1017 is the number. I just find that interesting. I just, that's that's funny. That is funny. It really is. It really, 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 really is. Let me see what I was going to be talking about today. So yeah, that was my question. Coddling ball. So did y'all hear that? Did you hear the story about Beyonce? You didn't hear the story about Beyonce? Somebody stole hard drives containing unreleased music, tour plans, and other material. They found the guy and arrested him. Guess what? The music was not on the hard drive. On Tuesday, July 8th, 2 days before a performance of Cowboy Carter Tour stopped at Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta, police responded to a vehicle break-in at a parking garage. Two of the Texas Hold'em singer's team members, a choreographer and a dancer, told authorities the trunk window of their rented Jeep Wagoneer had been damaged. Two suitcases were gone. Two suitcases held hard drives containing sensitive material, watermarked and unreleased music, the tour plans, laptops, and clothes valued at over $1,000 in iPods. And so they went through and they found a 2025 Hyundai Elantra with Georgia plates, and they got the security information. And they tracked down the person who rented it, and her daughter explained that her uncle Evans had asked to use the car briefly. He had massive black trash bags and claimed he had stopped by a friend's house. Police confirmed that he had not been able to recover the lost drives.
Dumb.
And so Evans is charged with entering an automobile with the intent to commit theft, and is being held on $20,000 bond at Fulton County Jail. After attorneys representing the defendant appeared before the judge today, a preliminary hearing in the case was rescheduled. So, where's the music? Guess somebody's going to try to sell it overseas or something. Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. That is scary too. So here's this is me. Wouldn't you carry, like, things that are important to me, I carry with me. I don't leave it in my car. I don't lock it in the trunk. I take it with me. In other words, if there's something in my car that gets stolen, I can stand to lose it. If it's important, I'm not putting it in my car. Not in my glove compartment, not in my trunk. I'm not putting it in my car. I never understood that. Well, I'm going to take all my stuff and put it under my seat. I'm going to put it in my trunk. There's not a lock in the world that someone can't overcome. Anybody want to know why? Because somebody created it. And if man creates it, there's a flaw. And it's not a negative. It's just a fact. Well, we got these phones and we can, but yet we can hack somebody's iPhone. Even though I told you there's no way anybody can hack you, keep living. And that's what the caller was talking about. Sometime when your mama and your grandmama tell you, keep living, it changes. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it changes. And I don't really understand why we think something like that's going to happen. Like, hey, Beyonce, why, first of all, why wasn't that with you? Why wasn't that under security? Like, I would literally have somebody securing my car. Hey, you didn't do me a favor. Yeah, your job is to sit on my car. What do you mean? Your job is to sit on my car and make sure nobody breaks in. Well, we know that didn't happen. And now? So is this Georgia Hold'em instead of Texas Hold'em because they stole it in Georgia? I'm just saying. Anyway, it's 101.7 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. A lot of customers might have apprehensions about inviting someone out to their home, but when you see the experience and professionalism, you can trust them bringing your project to life. Their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with. Order by the end of the month. 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Top five at five up next.